Yo. It's the Plugged In Podcast. I'm plugged in. It's the Plugged In Podcast, baby. First of all, I want to give a huge shout out to all our supporters, everybody that has been fucking with us and listening to us and plugging in, because we wouldn't be doing this without you guys. I'm plugged in, but first, I'll let you guys know that it's your boy Michael DeWayne. I got my special, beautiful guest here tonight by the name of Leandra, and she is also my wife, and she is here. This is a special edition, Plugged In edition, and we are doing it big tonight. And we just got done watching the DeAndre Wilder fight. That was fucking crazy. This nigga knocked a nigga out in the first, minute and 25? Or 225? He knocked a nigga out. He knocked out, what's his name, Brose, or whatever the fuck that nigga name was. And that nigga was talking big shit, but he knocked that nigga smooth out. But listen, all my plug-ins, we gotta address some shit. Cause shit been going down. And the this country that we live in is wild. This shit's crazy. And let me hit the weed one time. Where's the lighter? Oh, I got it. You got it? So like I said, what's today? March 19th. We just got done watching the DeAndre Wilder fight against whoever the fuck that nigga's name was. Brazil. Yeah, his last name was pronounced Brazil, but it's not spelled like the country Brazil. But anyway, we're just going to get right back into it. This United States abortion law, everything that's been going on. Like I said, I got my co-host, my special co-host for this episode, Leandra, my wife, my official wife. She is on here. We're doing this big on this episode. And, you know, we're just going to get right into it. So this United States abortion law. Wow. So, being that you are a nurse, because you are a nurse in the state of, you know, in one of the states of the United States, how do you feel about it? Just off jump, just freestyling, basically how you, basically your reaction to what you've seen and what you've heard. How do you feel?
I feel like it's crazy. I don't agree with it.
Of course.
I believe that women have the right to choose. Women and men have the right to choose. This will just cause an influx in underground abortions.
But see, with the situation, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you're in the healthcare field. So, as far as you being, because, you know, guys, she's a registered nurse. Okay, you got, you know what I'm saying, registered nurses, you got practitioners, you got doctors, you got CNAs, you got CMAs, you got LPNs. But as far as the medical field, because when it comes to the medical field, it's completely different as far as perspective.
Well, kind of. I mean, some people are against it completely. I'm not saying that I'm for abortion. I'm just saying I'm for choice. And what the concern that immediately comes to my mind is how many people are going to get underground abortions.
Underground abortions? What do you mean by underground abortions?
I mean, like, underground abortions, the same way that you would get an underground butt shot or some other kind of medical procedure that is not.
What is an underground butt shot for the people that don't? Okay, for the people that don't know, an underground butt booty shot. For example, if you're not familiar, a huge superstar right now. Her name is Cardi B. She's a rapper. She has a fake ass. Cardi B's very talented, okay? She's came up, she's did her thing. She started off as just a hood nigga, turned into a stripper, did her thing, tried to survive, did what she needed to do to survive, and now she is who she is today. But the fact of the matter is, she has a fake ass.
She's been open about the fact that she did have a procedure done that was not done by a medical professional, or at least it was done
in a basement.
Or something to that effect.
Let's be real, it was in a basement.
Okay. But
somebody shot her ass with a syringe. Right?
And she has been vocal about the fact that she doesn't know what's in her ass.
Okay, so she don't know what's in her ass.
She has been vocal about that, and there have been stories
she has silicone,
that have come out.
But what would be in her ass? Silicone or...
We don't know, but stories have come out of different people having these procedures done.
I'm plugged in!
And they would have these procedures done... not knowing what was in them, and later find out maybe there's cement in their body.
Right. Fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck would you want cement in your ass cheeks?
Well,
You gotta wipe your ass.
Or in your face.
Damn near every day you gotta take a shit, so.
Or in your face. So, here's the thing. Basically, I just think with the whole abortion thing, people should have the right to choose. And some places, you know.
So the country, the United States right now, there's about 25 men, 20-something white men, okay, and one white woman who's all writing some law or, you know, passing some law so that what? After 8 weeks, you told me?
In the state of Missouri, after 8 weeks, it is considered a crime to have an abortion. Of course, this law did not start immediately, and I'm not sure when it will start. But as of right now, what the bill they passed says that after 8 weeks, it is a crime to have an abortion in the state of Missouri. Whereas a state like Alabama and some other states have adopted the heartbeat rule, which is like you can... Once there's a heartbeat detected, you can't do an abortion. It's considered a person, you know.
And there's the 8 week situation.
I just disagree with the whole thing altogether. I just think there should be an option to choose.
Right.
I think there should be an option to choose because, look.
You got
it. I told you about we have insurance. You know what I mean? And you pay for insurance for a variety of things in your life, monthly or quarterly or yearly, whether it's your house insurance, your car insurance.
Right.
You know, what else do you get insurance on? Health insurance,
life insurance.
Yeah, everything. People get jewelry insurance. In the event that what you would hope would never happen happens, you're covered. Is basically what insurance is. You would hope to not get in a wreck. But in the event you get in a wreck, you've been paying for insurance. And the insurance covers you for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what an abortion is in a way. Like, in the event that what you would not want to happen happens... Of course, I don't agree with people doing it for birth control. People who are out here just fucking like rabbits, and they just want I got pregnant. Let me get an abortion. Like, of course,
You just out here opening your legs.
People who have unfortunate events happen, something that is an unfortunate event occur, the abortion... For some, is an option.
Right.
An option to to have a child is lifelong. And yes, you can do adoption. But adoption does mean that you are carrying that child through an entire pregnancy and delivering before you are away from that child.
But folks, this out here.
I think a woman has the right to choose. I'm not saying...
True.
A woman has the right to choose. Yeah, man, it takes a man's heed. Whatever.
But the
in the end, a woman is who has to carry this child, deliver this child.
True.
You become attached to this child.
True.
And if you have an unfortunate event occur, then you should, you know.
What do you mean?
You should be able to choose whether or not you're going to proceed with having that child.
Unfortunately,
I'm not saying I completely agree. There are some people who wait quite late to have a child, to have an abortion. And so it is questionable whether or not.
Well, the law is 8 weeks, right? The law is 8 weeks.
That's
now.
The new law, but I'm talking about what it has been. There are some places where
see, the
you can
up shit
be
about all this
5 months
shit.
Pregnant and have an abortion, and then at that point you do have to take into consideration what has developed 5 months into pregnancy. What is that fetus, you know? Mm-hmm. And that is where lawmakers are coming from, the idea of what really, what that is you're carrying inside of you. Is that just,
well, see, this is whole...
Is that a living being that you have inside of you is what they're coming from.
What?
And I just don't agree with a woman not being able to make their choice. And the fact that these are white people. I know it's some white men making these decisions.
Yes,
about this. It's white men.
It is a lot of white men, and it is kind of different because it's like, you know, with this whole situation, it's a bunch of men that are trying to pass this bill, you know, or whatever it is, this law, and it's like, how can y'all all speak for a bunch of women? And then the thing is with me, you know, I've looked into it real deep, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I just keep thinking about rape victims. Like, that's the number one thing that pops up with me. It's like, it's a different situation when it's a woman that's just, you know, out here doing her thing, however she want to do it, versus a rape victim. That's a totally different situation. But you know what I'm saying? Everything all around that whole shit is crazy right now. And this is a conversation that's been going on for a long time. This whole conversation about abortion in this country has been going on for for decades.
So I'm saying, though, how do you feel about it? Do you feel that these new laws are what needed to happen?
I found out about the 8-week rule, I was straight. I'm cool with it. Like, the fact that they feel like it's murder after the 8-week mark, I do feel like a lot of women, like, over the years, I'm 34 years of age, but over the years, you know, I've been in different situations, not me personally, where I was about to be a father, but I've been in different situations where I've seen or I've heard about women, in the area where I live, they may be expecting, and a lot of them won't even know, you know, until about 6 weeks in. And here, what are you looking for? This. And a lot of them just won't know. Oh, you need water. But you know, 6 weeks in, a lot of them just won't know that they're pregnant. And, you know, a lot of them won't even know they're pregnant to the 8-week mark. And the fact that the law now is saying that, you know, if you do the act of abortion, basically, after the 8-week mark or on the 8-week mark, you can do, you know, 0 to 99 years if you do the act of abortion. It's crazy. You know what I mean? The fucked up thing about all of this shit with me, for real, is the incest part. There's sick motherfuckers out here. There's sick, nasty motherfuckers that you was mentioning earlier. And it's not just because you mentioned them. I've thought about it before. You know, there's this cat right now on Instagram, y'all. Go on Instagram. His name is Take Them Draws Off. T-A-K-E. D-E-M D-R-A-W-S O-F-F. And he has two baby mamas by two twin sisters. Okay? They're real sisters. and they are twins, and they're both pregnant right now, and they're about to have their babies any day now. And the thing about it is that's incest. This brother on Instagram, his name is Take Them Draws Off. He is one individual. He has impregnated two girls. They're both sisters, blood sisters, relatives. They're both pregnant right now.
I've seen what you're saying. They're actually identical twins.
They are identical twins, and they're about to have kids.
I believe they're identical.
By this young man. And what they don't understand is this shit is cool for social media, but at the end of the day, it's incest.
Well, they're twins. I don't know if it's necessarily incest. He's an outsider.
It's incest because
two
both
sisters. He's got him pregnant.
He's an outsider, but both of those kids that are coming out will be. What will their relationship be?
As far as family, be brother and sister.
Brother and sister
then
by an outside
cousins.
Man.
They'll be brothers and sisters and cousins.
But it's by the same man.
So they're brother and sister first.
By the same man. That's like if me and you have a kid right now. They grow up. Me and you have kids right now. They're twins. These twins grow up. They get knocked up by one guy. Instead of both of these twins having their own guy, they get knocked up by the same guy. It's incest. It's not necessarily incest. I get it. Because it's from an outside guy. But at the end of the day, both of these girls got knocked up by the same guy. Hey, it's the Plugged In Podcast. I'm plugged in. It's your boy, Mr. Michael Dwayne, a.k.a. Mr. Light Brown, Pipe Down, a.k.a. Mr. Chocolate Snowball, a.k.a. I'm plugged in. Nah, but you know what the fuck going on. I'm still in here in this thing with wifey, Miss Leandra, and we doing our thing. And moving along, we would like to discuss Black China. Black China's been in the news lately, guys. And Black China, she is, let's be for real. Black China been in the game since what, Amber? I first heard about Black China about Amber. Remember? I never heard about Black China unless I heard about Amber.
I don't know about that, but you know.
As far as I'm concerned, I never heard about Black China unless I seen Amber. Black China's always been trash. The last time I heard about Black China, she was selling skin lightening shit, and she was on film sucking dick. Let's be real. She was on film sucking somebody's dick, and she was selling some skin lightening shit. She's all about trying to get black women to lighten their skin. You know, much more darker complected women. Not even really just affected towards darker complected women. She's just trying to get black women to lighten their skin with that skin lightening shit. And lately, lately she's been on all the fucking, what are they fucking called? All these fucking boards on the websites for her new reality show. Okay? You know Black China from her baby daddy, Rob Kardashian, having ties with Amber Rose. She also has a kid named King, I think his name is, with the rapper Tyga. Black China has been around for a while. She's been doing her thing. And now she's coming out with this reality show. I don't really know what the fuck why. Or what the fuck for. She has no beneficial product for black people. And I'd just like to know what your take is on what she's doing right now. Because I mean, I don't know. You said she was on a Wendy show.
Yeah. So, basically, I know you're not a fan of Wendy.
I'm not fucking Wendy because you do.
I watch Wendy, so Black China was on the Wendy Williams show, and it was a pretty good interview. It is her first real interview, which is something I didn't realize until they brought it up on the show, that Black China has never really done any real interviews. So that was her chance to clear it up. It was a pretty good interview, I would say. Yes, she has her own reality show coming out now. She kind of addresses the Rob Kardashian situation. She ends up even saying that Rob is better in bed than Tyga. Well, technically, she says he's a better lover than Tyga.
He was eating the pussy.
They both could have been.
Nah.
Rob was a better lover.
Rob was eating that ass. That's what it was.
Whatever he was doing, he was a better lover.
Rob, he was eating that ass, bro. Rob was in there eating booty. I could tell, because Tyga...
I don't know about all that. I don't want to get into all that. And then, to follow up, Black China was also on The Breakfast Club. And she did like a 40-minute interview or so on The Breakfast Club. That was her second interview ever, I guess. So she's really never cleared the air, is what I gather from both of these interviews. And so Black China, I don't know, it was an interesting situation, basically. And then after that, the next day, Wendy comes on TV talking about how she partied with Black China. Her son Lil Kev came out with her to party with Black China,
right.
And she Kev has these like pictures. Kev's probably like 18 or 19,
right.
And she has pictures of her and Black China partying, and she becomes emotional. Like, Wendy recently on her show has been kind of leading, giving her fans hints that yes, what you're hearing is true,
right.
In the media about her husband and that they're going through a divorce. She hasn't confirmed this
it's about the mistress.
She has pretty much confirmed that she is not fucking with him no more. The fact that she's done with the Hunter Foundation, Hunter keyword, is telling us that, you know, some of this is true. The fact that she's getting emotional, talking about having real fun as if this is something she hasn't been doing, lets us know kind of what it is to be Kelvin, whatever his name is, Hunter's husband.
They got a fucked up thing going on.
But, you know, it was pretty good because Wendy has talked about Black China on her show. I've watched Wendy long enough to know that. And to know that Black China can come on for her first interview ever, and Wendy can go out and party with her, you know, it was a great thing.
Sasha?
No, Black China.
Oh.
Wendy Williams went and partied with Black China, just like Wendy Williams, I think, had dinner or was gonna have dinner with Charlamagne after all these years of not really claiming him, so it's a great thing.
But they did, didn't they?
I don't remember if they had dinner or not.
Well, Wendy's your bitch. I don't fucking Wendy like that.
Yeah, I like Wendy.
Good for her. Okay. But yeah, Black China, Wendy, shout out to them. I don't really fuck with them. But all I can really say is good luck to them on their future.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Wendy's going through a divorce right now. She's going through... I mean, she just came out on TV maybe like, what? This year, 2019, she just came out on TV. Not
she's
like
been
out of the
living
closet.
In a sober living house.
Right.
Basically.
Is she still living there right now?
I'm not sure. I knew she was going to be getting out, but I'm not really sure if she's still living there. Either way, like...
It's a little tour for doing. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
You gotta, it's a lot.
So, I mean, she's really grinded to be where she is right now. So yeah, I watched the Wendy.
And as far as Blac Chyna, I mean,
it is what it is. It is good that she's been able to come out and decide she's gonna be Angela and go on the Breakfast Club. Also, that's great.
I guess.
Okay. Outside of that, I really have nothing more about these two.
Right, okay. We're moving along. Yeah. Okay, baby, moving along. Plugged In Podcast. You feel me? I'm gonna go ahead and speak on what Monique had to say. Monique was speaking on some shit lately, and she had came out, cause you know, Lee Daniels shows, both his shows been canceled.
You know, not both of his shows.
Well, both of them. They basically getting maybe.
No.
Well, one of them got like
Star that. Was canceled.
Okay.
Empire dun, is dun, dun. Gonna have their last season in 2019,
trash.
And I'm sure it will probably end in.
Okay. Well, Monique said, and I quote: "We must give our black kings. We must let our black kings have side chicks."
What does that have to do with either of these shows? So, I don't know what's going on with Monique. So, I'm just going off of what you're saying. So, we must let our black kings have side chicks. She's saying that's what we need to do as black women, is let our men have a side chick.
I don't know if that's what she's saying as black women, but that's what she's saying.
So, what do we... I mean, I just don't understand that.
I mean, I don't understand it either, but that's coming from a black woman. So what is, I mean, shit.
I guess what she's saying is sometimes that can is help you be together.
What is it when a man has
polygamy?
Polygamy is what I was going to say.
No, but because polygamy, it's more like everybody's like in on it together. Side chick, she's not necessarily. The main chick's not necessarily in the know about a side chick. Sometimes the polygamy? Side chick can keep a nigga.
Side chicks ain't really polygamy shit. Polygamy
no.
is when one man got several women.
Yeah, but they several also wives? Know each other too. The
Holy
women
shit.
Know about it is how I That's see it. The women know about it is how I see it.
Well, in polygamy, yeah, the women know about it. So, but the shit that, this is different. I mean, I don't know where Monique's really going with this. Because the whole side chick
you
thing.
You let him have a side chick because that might be... That side chick might be keeping your relationship together. You never know.
I mean...
The fact that he has a getaway from you might be why he's still... Any woman. I'm just saying, the fact that he has a getaway, someone to see when you're not, you know, when he can't fuck with you right now, might
know,
be why he's still able to deal with your ass.
Right, maybe. I don't know where she's going with that, but...
That's where she's going with
allegedly
it.
Allegedly, she came out and said something like that. I don't know if it's true, but allegedly she said something like that. So I was just running with it. Moving along, like I said, Lee Daniels show on Fox, Empire, Star just abruptly ended. I know that was your shit. Is there anything you wanted to touch on with that?
I mean, initially I was pretty upset that Star ended.
Because a lot of fucked up shit went down at the end.
Yes.
And they only did, what, three seasons?
Yes. It was the cliffhanger.
The
last
shit.
Episode of the last season is a cliffhanger. And so it's like, man, I'm ready for the next season. I want to see who died, who didn't die. Where are we now? What happened to Star's baby? Who took it? Was it freaking Noah's mom who took the baby or what?
Motherfuckers got smoked.
Did they, though? Is Brandy alive? Is Diana Ross's son alive? I don't know. And I'll never know now.
And somebody took Star's baby.
And
the show just ended. Like, what kind of fucked up shit is this? Lee Daniels, what the fuck you got?
But I heard he kind of is in the mix with some other shows that are going to be coming out. Even though Star is canceled and the upcoming season of Empire is the last, he is in the mix with some other shows. So, you know, he might be all right. But, I don't know. Part of me, I can understand why, in my opinion, Star should have continued and Empire could have been canceled.
I mean, three seasons didn't follow. Is solid. I think Star, from what I've seen, watching with you, the stuff that I did catch up on, I expected it to be on. It looked like a show that could be on for at least 5 seasons. For it to get cut off at the third season is unfortunate.
Queen Latifah is on that show.
Right.
And then on
top
of that,
you had Tyrese on the first season. It looked like a decent show that would be on for at least a solid 5.
But here's the thing. Disney took over Fox. So I think that plays a big part. And if I'm looking business-wise, I'm going to keep Empire over Star if I were a business person.
Facts. Empire's been on at least
Empire
three seasons.
Empire has had
Star,
a bigger
Star.
Buzz than Star.
Didn't they have at least three seasons before Star?
Yeah, Empire's like gonna be on season 6 or already.
It's a wrap,
finished.
Though.
Yeah, after this. And I think Jesse Smollett is not supposed to return. But he might. I don't know. Either way, I didn't really follow Empire this second half of their season. This year.
Yeah, you've been.
So I've been only on Star lately. To me, it was a better show recently.
Why was this such a better show, though? Because I feel like Empire would have been a better show.
I don't know. I think Empire kind of made a curve that.
It's that Jussie shit.
No, not at all. Before that Empire just kind of turned. Not even turned me off. It just kind of made a curve that maybe not.
Okay, well, what about Power? Power's finna come up.
Power's finna come last up. I appreciate that Power is telling me ahead of time this is the last season. I appreciate that. I appreciate that Power has always let us know. Courtney Kemp has always made it clear that she was not gonna do Power forever.
Shout out to Courtney Kemp.
So, we did hear, though, that Empire may not be a forever show, but mostly in regards to Taraji. But Power, I appreciate that this upcoming season.
So much of a
better show
than Star and Empire.
I know 4 months ahead of time, 5 months ahead of time, that this is the last season of Power.
Amen.
I also know how many episodes I'm gonna have of Power. I also know that I am fucking with Power August 25th.
I just watched. Did you watch Notori? Joseph.
Yeah, I watched that.
So they was recently on the Breakfast Club. I checked it out. Amazing interview. It's always good to see them.
They usually do go there together.
Yeah, it was good to see them. It was good to feel the vibes. They was kind of cutting us in on a little bit of what to expect. It just felt good to see them on the Breakfast Club, to check them out. And I'm really looking forward to Power. I know this is the final season. I heard, I hate to hear that, but it is what it is. And I might have to check up on, the last 4 episodes just to get, just to get prepared for the final season of this series.
As a recap?
Right, just to kind of, tap in and plug in. I'm plugging in. So, yeah, that's going to be dope. Looking forward to that because that is my favorite show. And, shout out to everybody doing their thing in Hollywood as far as Stars and Showtime. And actually, The Chi, too. I don't know if y'all know. Plug in, y'all, because there is a show on Showtime called The Chi, based off of Chicago, C-H-I, The Chi, C-H-I. And I would say that's probably our favorite show.
Is it based off of Chicago, or is it just... I see it as it just is based off of... what different people are going through in life that just so happen to be connected some kind of way. And I would say they just happen to live in Chicago.
I mean, it has its own storyline. It has a storyline based on the main character who has his own food
truck. But what's happening on that show could be anywhere. It just so happens to be happening in
Great
Chicago.
Great show. Great show. Great storyline. If you don't know, if you haven't heard about the show, The Chi, it comes on Showtime. It's about several different people. You got one guy who struggles with alcohol. You know, he's gotten into a situation where he's ended up in jail on a murder charge. And, you know, he ends up getting out. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy how that all happens. Then you got another storyline in the show where you got a guy who has his own food truck. And he was involved into a lot of things going on this show. And then you got a whole other storyline with another guy that has like three baby mamas. I mean...
But then they're all intertwined. The guy who has the food truck's little brother was killed by the alcoholic. The guy who has the food truck ends up being working with the guy with three baby mamas.
Right.
Like, they all kind of intertwine at some kind of point.
Dope fucking show.
And the guy who starts working for the food truck at one point was fucking the sister of the little kid who shot the guy who killed the dude who works for the food truck's brother.
See, that's a lot.
Like, that's a lot. That's what I'm saying, though. Everything I just said, The Chi. So,
That's a dope show, y'all. If you're not up on that, a lot of people. Yeah, it is confusing. What you the fuck you just said? But y'all can double back and check that shit out. But that shit is a dope ass show. That's my favorite show. That's on right now. That shit dope as a motherfucker. I'm plugged in.
Travelers and the Warriors are gonna play.
Okay, but listen, we're recording, so listen, I'm plugged in. Hey, yo, it's your boy Michael DeWayne, and I'm plugged in here. I'm back with Wifey again, Leandra. We're doing our thing. How you doing, Miss Lady?
I'm good.
Okay. So basically, guys, we're gonna touch up on the NBA playoffs. Right now we have there's only four teams left. Milwaukee and Toronto. You said they play again tomorrow?
Yes.
Milwaukee and Toronto are playing game three tomorrow.
I think one team plays Monday.
I'm not sure, but Milwaukee and Toronto are left. And then we have Golden State and Portland. Golden State has just won again tonight. It's 3-0. So they got one more game to win. In order for Portland to stay in this, they have to win four straight games. Okay? And like I said, there's four teams left. Milwaukee versus Toronto. Milwaukee's up 2. Okay. Golden State is playing Portland. Golden State won the first two games in Golden State. They just went to Portland tonight and beat Portland. In Portland. So they have 3-0. It's not looking good for Portland. I hate to see that because I was really going for Portland low-key. But it is what it is. There's no LeBron in this playoffs. What do you think about that? Is there anything you feel about that?
No.
What comes to mind when you think? Because you do realize that LeBron has been to the playoffs for the last 9 years.
Straight.
He went to the finals for the last nine, at least 8 years. He went to the finals. So this is the first year that this is the reason why Milwaukee and Toronto are playing right now. Because LeBron isn't. Because LeBron was on the Eastern Conference, and he beat everybody on the Eastern Conference with Cleveland or Miami. So it's shining a light on a lot of these players from Milwaukee and Toronto, Boston. So, I mean, it's just dope. You know what I'm saying? As far as the NBA is concerned. Who do you think is going to win, though? Golden State's up 3-0 to Portland.
Golden State.
Yeah.
Katie.
Yeah, Katie's not even playing right now.
Really?
And Golden State's still winning. Yeah.
That show's too much, I watch.
Everybody know. Everybody that doesn't know, unless you're living under a rock like you, Golden State. Golden State. Kevin Durant hasn't even played the last three or four games now. He had a calf strain last week or week and a half ago, and he hasn't been able to play. And he's not expected to come back until like next Wednesday or Thursday. And Golden State still hasn't lost. They won the last four games. So yeah, shout out to the NBA playoffs, man. I fuck with the NBA. Tough.
Who do you think's gonna win? You're not saying.
Well, the thing is, it depends who goes to the finals. And right now, it looks like Golden State's gonna go to the finals. And the fact that Golden State has experience, the fact that Golden State has Steph Curry on their team.
You think they're gonna win a third year?
They're gonna win again without Kevin Durant. People keep saying they need Kevin Durant because of Giannis. But nigga, the truth
haven't they won with, like, before?
They won without Kevin Durant.
Yeah, they won without him, so.
Because it's Steph Curry. Keep sleeping on Steph Curry. Look, Kevin Durant's cold because he's a 7-footer.
So you don't think it'll be an upset and Seth Curry defeats Golden State?
You're talking about his brother?
Yeah.
No. Because they're up 3-0 now.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that part.
So, the best out of 7 games, Portland would have to win the next 4 games straight. And I don't see Golden State losing 4 straight games to them. It was good while it lasted.
You're right.
And I'm plugged in.